Hey KZN, welcome back to another edition of the Angler News KZN Fishing Podcast Series. This is the 26th of August 2022, and KZN continues to fish well despite the high E. coli levels of our Durban waters. Now we know we have to stay away from these waters. There are 13 beaches that are closed in Durban, and we are going to get into that later on in the show. But apart from that, getting out of Durban, the fishing prevails. So we've got good fishing continuing as we did last week, with your offshore fishing being great for the most parts of the KZN coastline. Obviously, further north and south, the catches has been a bit better. However, if you are even fishing in Durban, there has been a report of a 56-kilo tuna being caught. Now, that is the biggest that I've ever heard of. I'm not sure about you. And if you have heard of bigger, please let me know. Pop me a message and get in touch with us and let us know what were the bigger ones, because this was truly phenomenal. Now, if you're fishing rock and surf, well, the bronze bream is still on the bite, as well as some shad and cob along the coastline. As for the freshwater, well, the fatties are on the bite. It's time to go and clear out those memory cards, because you are going to get another personal best this season. We can guarantee it, because the fish is feeding as though it is summer patterns already. So guys, this is the show for this week. It is looking fantastic. There is good reports from all our reporters, and we are going to get into it. But first, a massive shout out to the Kingfisher. We are 60 shows in, and they have been bringing us the fishing reports from its inception. And this is their featured product for the week.
The Daiwa Saltist Star Drag Multipliers are strong, yet compact and light. A drag rating of as much as 10 kgs of pressure to the spool. Constructed from machined aluminium and anodized for maximum corrosion resistance. These are high-performing, durable reels. True Free Spool makes them ideal for long casting or live bait fishing. 6.4 to 1 gear ratio makes them fast enough for jigging, yet powerful enough to land big fish. Daiwa. Feel alive.
That's right, guys. With the inedible action coming along and the change of season, these Daiwa MQ reels are certainly something to have in your arsenal. So go and check it out at any of your local Kingfisher stores or any other tackle store out there. Now, to get into the show, starting off down the South Coast, we would like to introduce our friend Adam. Now, Adam has been passing on the updates on a weekly basis with what's been going on down the South Coast. And I thought for a change, well, Adam, why don't you tell it to us? Let's hear it from the horse's mouth. So guys, this is our report off the South Coast, starting off with your areas of Port Edward, moving on to Ramsgate, Margate, Shelly Beach, Yuvongo, and Port Shepston. Here is Adam with what's been going on down there.
How's it, bud? So yeah, regarding the fishing down lower South Coast, bronze bream have definitely been, you know, the fish of choice down here. It definitely be the fish that are biting around here. Locally, the guys fishing in Trafalgar and Palm Beach, I've been rewarded with some really, really nice catches of bronze bream. I see even today at the block, there was a chap fishing for shad on a shad trace, and he picked up a bronze bream, which, surprising enough, hooked itself nice and secure. So it's definitely been, you know, fish on the bite down here regarding rock and surf fishing. Bronze bream have been the main target species. In terms of guys fishing off the ski boats locally out of Shelly Beach area, obviously all these windy days that we get in August, you're typically only getting one day maybe out of every week and a half that you can actually get a line in the water. So the ski boat guards side's been very, very quiet. I know they did have the local Shelly ski boat comp, which is an internal comp for the members, and I know only one fish was allowed to be weighed and weighed itself, a small little tuna by an angler of the name of Elmar. So otherwise been very quiet down this side. The guys that have been braiding the winds and the not so perfect conditions have been rewarded by beautiful bronze bream. Not much shad to talk about. The cob are still on the bite at Sandspit. Paddle tail and, you know, a bit of bait has been doing the damage there. I see there was a small one also just off the Umzimkulu mouth this morning that was landed on paddle tail by a local angler. Otherwise, not much guarantee, not much blacktail, but definitely anyone targeting a cob or a bronze bream should get a bite. However, the wind doesn't look too great for Saturday and Sunday this weekend, as the afternoons look a bit windy. However, both days it seems to be a small bit of a gap in the mornings where the guys can potentially go and throw a line and hopefully catch either a bronze bream or a cob, and maybe if they're lucky, maybe a shad or two.
Thank you so much for that, Adam. It is great to have you on board, and welcome to Angler New South Africa. So guys, moving on from the Upper South Coast to the Mid South Coast, and that is your areas of Pennington, Rocky Bay and Scottborough. Well, same as last week, Shad, Cobb, the odd Garrick is on the bite, but a lot of bronze bream being reported, as well as some proper sized blacktail and carantine. So that Scottborough is certainly looking as one of the other areas to fish this weekend, and the water is safe and clear. Now moving on to the Warner Beach and Amanzimtoti area, where we have Gary with this week's fishing report. And this is what Gary had to say.
Afternoon, Jeff. It's Gary at Warner's Kingfisher. Yeah, lots of sides passing today, yesterday and the day before. There's a lot this morning again, but far out of Warner's, yeah. Quite a bit of whale activity, and once we saw it looked like tunny in the shoal there, but otherwise nothing. A couple of garrick have come out here and there, a brusher here and there as well, shared few and far between. Yeah, it's a bit of a toss up at the moment, I'm afraid. The sea's not very nice. It wasn't nice yesterday. I tried to spin yesterday morning, but it must have been about 8 degrees down there, the mouth, gee. And not a bump, but the sea was terrible, actually. Had a garrick was lost the day before in Spoon, on the lower flats, sort of north of the river. But otherwise, it's pretty quiet. Bronze bream have been biting very well down the south coast, the lower south coast particularly, and guys getting up to a dozen and a bit each. Yeah, that's all I've got to report, really. Quite a bit of red eyes are coming out from the guys going out for bait. So there's a good, reasonable supply of red eyes coming in now. Yeah, let's see what happens during the week, and thanks for tuning in.
Thank you so much for that, Gary. Yes, well, it is that season where the conditions seem to be rough, big seas, heavy winds. But in between that, good to hear that there is a fair amount of species coming out and some rods bending all over. Now, moving on into Durban. Well, guys, as we all know, this has been all over the social media scene. Surely by now you know how critical the E. coli levels are in our Durban waters. And our Durban beaches are a no-go zone. I mean, there are 13 beaches that are closed at the moment. And these are your beaches of Westbrook, Umhlanga, Umhlothi, Casuarina, Etiquette, Laguna, Anstey's, Brighton Beach, Isipingo, Reunion, Warner Beach, Amanzimtoti Main Beach, and the Pipeline. Well, guys, as you have seen by now, the water is highly contaminated. The fish is dead, floating around, getting washed on the beach. It is such a serious situation. All we can say for now is that, obviously, it's the sewage pipes that has caused this, the break in them. And for now, stay away. Do not go. It is highly toxic. It is highly dangerous. We have had reports where anglers were out fishing and within the next day going and seeking medical treatment for gastric flu. So guys, it is real. It is bad. Clearly, it is this message is floating around all of the social channels. If you're on any WhatsApp group, you would have seen this by now. We cannot emphasize enough how contaminated our Durban water is at the moment. But there is still fishing that is going on outside of these beaches, and we have Mike V from the Kingfisher branch to tell us all about it.
How's it, my bud? Yeah, it's been not the best week, but a good week. There's a lot of stumpies around. I've seen a lot of pictures of stumpies, 4 or 5 kilos. I saw a picture of one that was touching 7, apparently. Lots of bronze bream around, lots of stone bream. A couple grunters, some lovely shad still around. There's been a few blue rays here and there, a couple grey sharks are thrown in the mix. Garrick's been a bit quiet, but there is bite. If you go and you target a certain species, you will go get a bite. In the bay, there's been a couple keys have started again. It is coming to their season now, so yeah, they should be starting up slowly. Some lovely grunter caught in the bay again. A couple snappers and some cob. The cob been undersized, but yeah, it's fine. You just know your size limits and then just put them back at the undersize. Offshore, beautiful yellowfin tuna. One of 56 came out, 56 kilos. Rob Hamburger got it. There's been, I saw a picture of one of 30 odd as well. Good good couple between the 20s and say 35 kilo size, quite a few. Snook have been around, some small cooter. Yeah, that's pretty much about it, eh? That's all I've heard. I hope you guys have a great week. Thanks, man.
Thank you so much, Mike. Wow, what great fishing that is going on outside of these Durban beaches. So, guys, yes, there is still plenty of fish out there. I mean, Stump is up to 7 kilos, lots of bronze bream, lots of shad, odd garrick, some good kingies in the harbour, lots of grunter, nice size grunter at that. I've got some reports of a few groups where, well, some proper size grunter. But that is Durban, outside of the contaminated areas, the fishing is quite good. However, we can still fish offshore, and the offshore fishing has been pretty good itself. We've got our correspondent Brad Krubler to reiterate this good fishing, and this is his report for this week.
Well, good morning, guys. It's Brad here from Linsky Fishing Charters. Well, the weather has been pretty decent over the last couple of days. Still out there, shoals and shoals and shoals of sardines. On the good side, some of the tuna have decided to come and join the sardines. So the tuna are starting to get back into Durban. On the bottom fishing side, guys, there's some dogger. Keelback seem to have disappeared a little bit. And then your general bottom fish, your red slingers, soldiers, rock hards. There again, we've also been getting quite a few Protea bream, and every now and again, when we do find them correctly, the half carb are back. So, guys, yes, things are looking better. It's time for the sardines to disappear so the fishing gets better. Get all the food out the water. Thank you, guys. Enjoy your thing, and tight line for the following week.
Thank you so much for that, Brad. Well, guys, as you can clearly hear, the fishing is really good. I mean, the tuna are back, and like as Mike said earlier on, 56 kilo tuna. I mean, like, wow. And then also a few reports of a couple in the 30 kilo mark. So that is some pretty nice sized fish off Durban waters. And with all this bait around, they're clearly feeding well. So just as soon as they get out, we know we're going to get some better fishing. But now, talking about better fishing, we move on to Bolito with Jesse, where the water is not contaminated. It is good. It is good to fish. And this is why.
Morning, Vinesh. Morning, listeners. Hope everybody's doing all right and combating the cold sufficiently. We've had an incredibly cold week, and from what I can believe, it's not the end of winter just yet. We've still got another cold front or two coming through, and apparently the next one is going to be quite bad, which is not all bad news. For angling specifically, it just seems to be getting better and better as the cold hangs around. So with the return troll of garrick, with the bronze bream, with all of those type of species, when we get these cold snaps, it does tend to make the fish stick around for a little bit longer. So the trend that we're seeing is the shad, garrick and bronze bream, as the weather gets colder and as the temperature plummets, we get more catches. We get higher reports of fish, and all in all, better. So that's what we've seen in the last week. It's not pleasant for us because our bodies are getting used to the warm, and then the cold snaps come through. So it's not pleasant to get out of bed early, but that is what it is. We've got to get out there to catch the fish. Let's see what happens next week as far as the weather goes. But definitely don't give up on the garrick, bronze bream, and shad, because that is really all that's coming out at the moment. On our side of the coast, and we've had quite decent figures, quite a few shad, quite a few bronze bream. Garrick have been one or two. One was lost at Boulders Bay in the last few days, off the rocks there. So that again is Bolito, and then we've heard a couple of fish from up north, and the guys that did manage to get out on the boat caught one or two garrick. Not only garrick, there seem to be a good number of tuna coming out at the moment, which is quite nice to see, especially the size that we're getting. We saw Rob Hamburger catch a fish of 56 kilos during the week, which is, if I'm not mistaken, a new Durban club record, and most certainly one of the biggest tuna that I've seen come out of Durban in off the our Dolphin Coast down to Durban in the last couple of years at least. you obviously get the bigger fish, you know, yellowfin, you get really, really big up at Mafulan, Sedwana and all of that, where you can actually see the odd fish of 80 plus kilos coming out from there. But for a fish of 56 kilos to come out of Durban is actually phenomenal. So well done on Rob, and he caught that on a little popper spinning for them. So really well done on him. If that's a sign of things to come, then I think we are on the money for tuna this season. It's a really good start, and I'm excited to see what happens next. Other than that, on the boat, a snook or two have been coming out for the guys that have braved the cold early in the morning. I haven't seen any other species other than that, apart from the odd bottom fish or here and there. And then just heading back to the surf, apart from the Garrick, Bronze Bream and Chad, we have heard one or two cob coming out, mainly up north to Gela side. And other than that, apart from the blacktails and quarantine, there is really not a heck of a lot going on. So like I said, let's see what the cold does in this next week, and hope for the best. Good luck, guys.
Thank you so much for that, Jesse. Yeah, well, the cold can come. Personally, I'm a bit tired of it. However, if it's providing the fish, I really don't mind, as long as we can be on those feeding zones. So once again, Jesse talking about the bronze bream and shad that is still on the bite. Well, Balito is still certainly the place to be. Now, what about the rest of the North Coast? Well, we move on to Mtanzini Banks, where we are with Nick. And Nick is going to be talking about the tough conditions that's been going on at Mtanzini over the past 2 weeks due to the weather. However, he's also talking about fishing with barbless hooks and what he's going to be doing regarding them.
Oh, morning, Vanessa. It's another not so clever week. We had a big wind come through over the weekend. But also last week, the weather wasn't that settled. And I don't know if anybody that actually caught anything. One boat did go up and got a few bottoms, but nothing to write home about. No, there was nothing extraordinary in the catch. You know, normal cob swingers, but not a lot. Seen all the people on the boat. The beaches had a screaming sidewalk for quite a while, and the sea is very dirty at the moment. There's a thought the sidewalk would just start slowing down now for fishing in the surf, and the water will be a lot clearer, clean now, but you don't want clean water on a sandy beach. I'm of other thought. If you go to there, no bite. They've got extremely long lateral line and it curves across your body, and I have caught them in puffing sand on the sandbank because the little fish will go and hide there in the sand. And then it's all murky and the waves crash and it lifts the sandbank. And then obviously that's why the lateral line, that's what I think, the lateral line is so long, it enables them to find these little fish in the dirty water. The river the other day, a guy got some fish with teeth, a long fin fish with teeth. Now, he caught six, and they was up near the stone wall. I don't think they were goldfish, the more I think about it, the juvenile small pickhandles coming in. The summer birds are already here, so they're here and arriving. So I can't see, I'm thinking the summer fish are also going to start arriving now. And then the garrick will be gone here in about September, and the cob will hang around a little bit longer. This was a time in the lagoon to catch the little baby honey, baby browns, and they're good fun on live tackle. But just don't turn them over when you're taking hooks out. I know they're really tiny, and they're small, about 3-5 kilos. Just lift your head up and take the hook out gently. I'm running a fishing clinic October. The first weekend in October, and there we're going to be fishing total barbless. We're going to teach the kids, the age group we're working with is 8 to 13 year olds. We're going to teach them and prove to them that you can catch a fish without a barb and you won't lose your fish. The reason why we're going in October and not earlier is we should have more species of fish to catch. Now what we do with these clinics is we catch species of fish, we put them in a kiddie paddling pool. And then after we've all fished for a bit, we've got a whole lot of different species, and we take them out and just talk to the kids about the fish. And we teach them how to handle them with wet hands, wet towels, not to drag them on the ground so they don't scratch their eyeballs. This is very important. What happens is when they scratch their eyeballs, they don't have eyelids. I can't really see out of that side of the head. But they keep, same as the left eye stretch. So if they keep, if they go in the water and they can't see properly, they startle themselves. So they keep on sort of swimming to the right hand side. Because they can obviously see where they're going. And that causes a lot of stress in the fish. And that can actually lead to its demise. Other biophysiatric behavior getting picked up by another predator because they're easier to catch, because you can't get away from them. So that's something to consider. I notice guys are fishing, they don't want people to see what they're catching. They drag the fish up the beach. And that is not fair on the fish at all, especially if you're returning it, like in competitions or just generally returning the fish to the sea. But you're also taking the slime off the scales of the fish. That slime on the fish actually protects it against infection in the scales. And if the scales fall off the fish, as you well know, they become unbalanced again, subject to predation. Now let's just try and keep, handle our fish well, damp, wet hands, wet cloth, carry it in the air with support, do less damage to your mouth, keep just hanging off the hook. And if that's the weather, gives us a break and the guys can get fishing over the weekend. Cheers, Nick. Have a good one yourself.
Thank you so much for that, Nick. Well, yes, of course, these heavy winds, these big seas, this is the season and it was expected. So I guess we were kind of prepared for this type of fishing around this time of the year. However, Nick, well done on hosting that clinic to fish barbless and educating the future, educating our future anglers on fishing barbless and that you can still catch fish with them. So that is our report for Mtanzini Banks. What about Richards Bay up on the North Coast? Well, we are with Ellie with this week's fishing report, and this is what she has to say.
Hi Vinesh, it's Anna again. I hope you're well. Fishing this past week have been on and off regarding the weather. Down south to Mtanzini side, the water were a lot more murky, which means there's a lot more salmon being caught as well as some bottom fish. And if you're looking to catch some snook, they're around the 70 meter reefs as well. Around the bigger reefs and shipwrecks, there's a lot more kingfish and camfish being caught, as well as some salmon on lure. Anglers also had the opportunity to catch some garrick in the harbour, even though the weather was bad on Sundays, they still managed to land them two at a time, using life bait or lures. The weather will be looking better on the weekend, so I'm hoping for good weather and good fishing. Thanks, Vinesh. That's all for now. Tight lines.
Thank you so much for that, Ali. Well, it goes to show Richards Bay is still producing the fish despite the bad weather. Now, moving on to Cape Vidal and St. Lucia, we are with Mr. Jeff Ashwood, where the fishing has been rather tough as well. And this is his report for this week.
Hi there, Vinesh, and all your listeners. This is Jeff from Legacy Charter St. Lucia. Yep, it's August, folks. The wind is howling. And the fishing has been quiet, I think, like everywhere else. There are still a few snook around and odd tuna here and there. But yeah, it's been relatively quiet, guys. Also, bait fish. Been a bit of a struggle to get some bait fish, but those that work hard managed to get a few. But yeah, until the next fish, guys. Be safe, everybody.
Thank you so much for that, Jeff. Well, guys, once again, St. Lucia proving that, yeah, it is that season. It's August. It's windy. We knew this was going to happen. However, there is still fish out there when we can get a gap in between this windy season and in between the rough big seas. So, guys, that rounds off our saltwater fishing report for this week. What about the freshwater? Well, we are with Jan from Kingfisher Peter Maritzburg, and he has the latest updates with what's going on. And this includes a bit of a slow spell in the stillwater fishing. However, the bass are huge, and Jan is going to tell us how to treat them.
Hi, guys. Jan here from Kingfisher in Maritzburg. Gosh, I don't even seem to know where the time is running away. This time next week, we will be sitting on the very cusp of spring. So, after the recent series of frontal systems that have come up the country from the deep south and dropped a little bit of snow, which we kind of mentioned as being that little sting in the tail, it seems like the weather appears to have stabilized somewhat. However, as you mentioned, August is usually considered to be an iffy month weather-wise, with high wind and the barometer bouncing around a bit as the season decide what they are trying to be doing. staying in winter for a bit, or finally pushing through to spring and summer? I guess we will only find out a bit later. As a result, the fishing on the Troutsville waterfront has also been somewhat iffy. They are considered to be a bit of a iffy species anyway. As mentioned by an angler after a tough outing recently, it's blank city out there. That being said, it's not all bad news, and there have been a number of good catches reported from the Natal Fly Fishing Club waters. There's been a good range of fish across the board, from the 28 to 33 centimeter, that is 11 to 13 inch bracket, right the way through to the 48 to 53 centimeter or 19 to 21 inch bracket. The waters continue to warm, with most waters now sitting around the 12 degrees C mark, and a few apparently higher, as noted from the returns. Activity will be springing back to life, and that should get the fish going. Judging by the requests from anglers, prey items are currently leaning towards the larger end of the spectrum, with minnow and dragonfly and damselfly patterns topping the list. But of course, the standard ubiquitous woolly bugger in your livery of black or olive still remains very high on the favorite list. Although now only a week away, time is going at snail's pace for those river anglers who are polishing their tackle, with the season's opening day on the 1st of September. But a week, still plenty of time, however, to get the tackle sorted and flies tied. So pop into the Kingfisher Maritzburg and come and chat to me if you're wanting to get into this exciting side of trout angling. As reported last week, it seems that the bass fishing is picking up properly now. Fish are in a full pre or full spawn mode and have started to move up into shallows. And there have been a couple of fatties reported in the last week. These larger specimens will be female fish. So as requested by the bass anglers, please treat these girls with due respect. Tackle up, get them into the boat quickly, wet your hands, don't hold them by the mouth hanging vertically down. Support them horizontally under the belly towards the tail. Get your hero shot and release immediately. Note that they hold the future of your fishing. This weekend sees the Albert Falls Classic being held, starting tomorrow really, 25 to 27 August. Word is that there will be a good number of boats in the water, with everybody wanting to get out there after a quiet winter. We are expecting some cracker action and look forward to reporting on this next week. Another event to add on to next month's calendar is a little bit further north. The Ladysmith Bassmasters is set to take place on the 24th to 25th of September. Even with the recent frontal systems and the snow on the berg, the scalies were out and about. While a fresh start was called off for the guys that were fishing early on both the Umco and the Tugela rivers, both of these systems have provided some excellent fish. With the water still in the cool end of the spectrum, word from the water is that small flies have been doing the business. A range of weighted nymphs in natural colors, down to 16s and 18s, with or without hot spots of orange or chartreuse. A combination of these flies should see you right. If you want to go a tad larger, then jig buggers in sizes 14 and 12 are your meal ticket. We mentioned this a few times before already, but the first weekend of September sees the NFFC Scaly Clinic being held on the Umkamas at the Nyala Pans. We are looking forward to this event, and I'm looking forward to opening my Yellows account at this event. I will report on this in due course, of course. So guys, stop by the Kingfisher Maritzburg for the best in tackle and advice and tight lines when you guys get out there.
Thank you so much for that, Jan. Always great to hear from you with the freshest and latest reports of what's been happening on our freshwater scene. I am so happy that the bass seems to be on the bite. And of course, it seems to be getting better week by week as the warmer weather creeps in. So guys, that rounds off our KZN fishing report for this week. Yes, we are staying away from those 13 Durban beaches, but the rest of KZN is looking very promising. The weather for this weekend is looking pretty good. The fish are on the bite, the bait is around, a multitude of species, and we are certain to have some rods bending. So guys, with that in mind, until next week, I am Vinesh Sugreem, and always remember, keep your fishing area tidy, respect those bag limits, and fish for the future. Guys, special thanks to the Kingfisher for making the show possible. We could not do this without them, and more so, we could not do this without the expert correspondents from their stores. So guys, always make sure to support those that support you, and in this case, the Kingfisher.
This show is proudly brought to you by the Kingfisher. The Kingfisher has stores in Durban, Warner Beach, Ballito, Kloof, and Pietermaritzburg.